It's our local guest segments brought to us by Turnkey Nerds on 94.7 Blair Radio and BlairRadio.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Tom Saylor, orthopedic surgeon at Memorial Community Hospital and Health System, specializing in shoulders and elbows, fingers. And Memorial Community Hospital and Health System is really focused in on being able to bring these specialties and bring in people who can hyper-focus on different areas to give the best care possible. Really, that's what we're seeing at this point. So what drives you? We know what drives the hospital. What drives you as a surgeon?
Well, that's a good question. You know, being 20 plus years into this and having had a very busy practice, for a number of years in a different state, actually, a friend of mine started a company that focused on bringing subspecialty care to more rural areas of mm-hmm. Nebraska, and Blair in particular being one of them. And so after discussing this with him, the model of bringing healthcare to a community rather than having the community have to travel was appealing, and mm-hmm. it's a different healthcare delivery model, and it appealed to me. I really feel that there's a need here, and it's one that we can fill. Traditionally, municipal areas, sometimes docs who have practices in that municipal area larger city will satellite. They'll go out to some outlying areas and then go back to their practices, and we sort of have turned that around. We like to come here and be dedicated to this community when we're here, and we don't want to have to take people anywhere else. We want to mm-hmm. keep the care here, and so that's what we do here that's a little bit unique over the past few years.
So building those relationships and maintaining the relationship is really what it is. You can, whatever doctor or whatever need you have, you're able to have that relationship within the community.
I think it is. It is community based, and I think that we're dedicated to the community rather than, again, being sort of a second choice, for lack of a better term. We don't want it to feel like somebody has come here from somewhere else, but their main focus is elsewhere. We really are focused on this community, again, the travel portion of it is included, but that's what we've tried to do, and I think it's worked out well so far. And I think that our patients are happy, and the hospital has been fantastic in allowing us to do what we need to do. I'll tell you, in later stages or maybe mid-career, depending on how many years people decide to do this, it's been wonderful. And patients are thankful. They're appreciative. It's been very fulfilling for me professionally to be able to treat this patient population.
All right. And so I might throw this out at you and see what happens. What has been the most challenging and rewarding surgery or process you've ever gone through?
As it relates to this endeavor,
just in general. Well, not saying that this is indicative of all results or anything.
Sure.
Like that,
well, for me, the challenge with this is the travel, because I come from a couple of states away. The travel now with what we all hear on the news about getting here, that's been a little bit of a challenge, but it's been relatively smooth. The challenges really, are really to kind of keep up with current technology and stay sharp and to be able to do that. We are all lifelong learners. We dedicate ourselves to trying to stay up on latest techniques and being able to serve patients with what they deserve, which is the most modern, up-to-date, literature-backed, evidence-based medicine. That's what we try and do. And sometimes that's a challenge. We're all busy mm-hmm. with practices, but taking the time to stay up with meetings and annual meetings and continuing ed, that all those things are important. The most rewarding thing, honestly, is this patient population, as I said. Mm-hmm. Those of us who've been doing this for 10 or 15 or 20 years, we've all kind of seen almost all there is to see, we think, in the world of orthopedics and upper extremity surgery. But the thing that is really rewarding and the best part of this, honestly, is just treating a patient population that you can have a relationship with and that is appreciative. And it's very rewarding to me at this stage.
All right. So working as a relationship and improving lives.
Very much so. And you can see that. And I'm kind of a short attention span kind of guy. In this field, we see very quick turnarounds. You know, mm-hmm. people are better within weeks and months rather than, more chronic illnesses, which, are not to be de-emphasized, but it's nice that we can intervene for someone with an acute problem and help them through it, support them and get them better.
All right.